Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back, hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and YouTube and Facebook Live. Pete Gray here, along with Rock Cod Rick Mexa, in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the San Diego Landings. Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle is here. And this hour, for a few minutes, we're joined by the one and only Michael Seawald from the Seawald Galleries. Michael's going to be talking about all kinds of good stuff that he's going to be doing today at the docks here. So that's super good. And good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
Yeah, go ahead and grab that mic there and just turn it towards you. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel so honored to be here.
I've been listening to you guys for so long, you know. And I don't get to listen live because I'm not a morning person. I get to bed about 1 at night after,
you know. So you listen on the archives.
When I go work out every week, I get to listen to you guys on the app. On the archives, yeah. What a blessing, you know.
That's cool. Well, we're giving away a great, great prize today, right, Ricky?
Well, you're not kidding. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show this morning, one lucky caller or texter, as always, that's decided by our prize coin. At the end of the show, we're going to flip to decide whether the winner is a caller or a texter, is going to get to go fishing on a full-day trip on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing.
Woo.
You get to fish with Captain Taro and the whole crew. That boat's looking fantastic.
Yeah.
One of my favorite parts about Day at the Docks time is everybody has just come out of their maintenance period, and the boat's looking amazing.
Look, they're looking sharp.
Yeah, crew's going to be on board selling T-shirts and sweatshirts, and if you just want to come and hang with Taro and the boys and say hi to everybody, you're going to have that opportunity at Day at the Docks tomorrow.
Yeah.
And one lucky caller or texter is going to get a chance to go fishing on that boat because we're giving away a full-day trip at the end of the show today.
Yeah, it's going to be super good. And of course, this hour, text only for your responses. And then, of course, we'll be back on the fan tomorrow morning with phones and such like that. But in the meantime, let's find out what's biting.
You got it, man. It's time to continue our catch report. And we got that fishdope.com report with a man, Captain Mark Wish, your private boater buddy. Today, it's sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks. If you like to fish for tuna and you're not using Gamakatsu Hooks, you are missing bites. The Nautilus Circle Hook comes in sizes as small as a number 4 and up to a 6-0. And for big fish, the Nautilus 8D is tough enough, but not oversized. Both of them come in ringed or non-ringed versions. You can see your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com for more info. And, man, what a good time it would be to come stock up on some Gamakatsu hooks tomorrow at Day at the Docks.
Oh, is it on sale, Doug?
It's well, as we mentioned earlier, but the people that slept in and are just joining us, all hooks are buy two, get one free.
Including Gamakatsu.
Including Gamakatsu. And they normally will give a little swag out of their booth. And I noticed yesterday I was walking the parking lot. Their booth is right next to our outside booth. So we're going to get to hang out with Rick and the boys. And
and then they give away.
And usually, you know, I don't know that I have specifically talked to Rick, but normally they have some sort of
a
value added, you know, little gift for you if you buy $25 worth. So we'll see if that comes true again tomorrow. I'll bet it will.
They're always very generous.
Yeah.
That. Yeah. Good morning, Captain Mark.
Well, good morning, Pete. How are you?
Doing great. How about you?
Well, we're okay here. Hey, Rick. Hey, Doug. Great show as always.
Morning.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark.
So, we are creeping up to mid-April here, definitely springtime, and although we're a little behind schedule with some of our favorite species, you know, things are slowly trending in the right direction. So with fishing improving, and we've had, you know, a week of decent weather and some more decent weather on the horizon, our season's trying to come together, so we'll see what happens. Up north, Channel Islands, you know, like normal, they got some ugly weather, and they've definitely had it. But when you get a little calm spot in between those days when it's blowing a hurricane, you guys were able to sneak out and scratch up some really good halibut fishing with a sprinkle of sea bass up there. So it's trying. Just need that weather up there. Outside of San Nicolas, we did have a couple decent days, and some guys were out there checking out that cod fishing, world-class cod fishing, and quite a few big lings. I had friends out there a couple days ago. They caught one of them flat, calm days, and it is clobbered a fish. It was really good. And at Santa Barbara Island, Here's where it's starting to get interesting, guys. As expected, good cod fishing there, reds and lings both. And the bigger news is that much improved sea bass fishing. You know, our sea bass fishing kind of got off to a strange start this year, a little behind schedule. But it was really good there for a couple days on some good grade fish. Started about a week ago. It's kept pretty quiet, but the word got out and it got crowded, and you know what happens there. But it was right on schedule, right on the upswing to the full moon. So it was nice to see that happen, and it probably bodes well for the whole area. You know, it seems like some fish are really trying to get with the program there. Over at Catalina, it's trying to get rolling, you know, definitely a little behind schedule at the island. There's quite a bit of squid around, frontside and backside. That halibut fishing over there has been steady in the shallows. But if you guys are poking around the shallows for halibut this weekend, be careful. There's quite a bit of big swell, so you don't want to get wiped out if you're up there too shallow. And Ora Clemente, you know, conditions are improving. Squid at both ends of the island, both off the dunes there and in the cove. And lots of bottom fish, a lot of red snappers, and virtually no signal at all on the exotics, a little behind schedule there for sure. But I noticed this morning looking at the buoy down below Clemente, the weather buoy, it had crept up to 62 degrees. So that's really trending in the right direction. And
that sounds
well. And,
good.
Yeah. Some of the buoys along the beach there this morning were showing 60. 61, I think the one off Oceanside might have been 62. So,
well,
yeah,
we've had such good weather with wind, no wind and everything. It's about time, right, Mark?
Oh, I guess it's certainly about time. It's been a strange start, man. We, you know, typically the La Nina seasons, you get a lot of those weather fronts and a lot of wind and a lot of cold air, and it seems like we got a double dose here this winter. I'm sick of it. Personally, I'm a summertime guy, but we'll see what happens. You know, that, like Marco said there, that yells at the Coronados and that bluefin offshore, it just kind of went MIA, and hopefully all that bounces back and stuff gets back to normal. But I got a question for your tackle experts about CalStar fishing poles. Now, I heard you guys talking about that 7400 series. Did you guys have some extended 7400 series rods done, or did I hear that wrong?
Well, so there's a lot of new things coming out, but one thing that we've been pushing for, believe it or not, for a decade, but they're very receptive to comments now, is 7.5 foot rods, and that 7400 series, they have a 7.5 in four different models. I believe it's medium, heavy, extra heavy, and double extra heavy. And then we had our Fisherman's Landing exclusive rods made up with a little different wrap. It's got blue thread instead of the traditional mint green. And there's what would have been the GG 6480 and the 278-foot heavy, but we've had them redesigned into a 7-foot blank and then wrapped just like the GG series. So there are 7.5 foot. So there are several things that are, you know, ever since Spectra became part of our arsenal, having that little extra tip as a shock absorber makes a big difference both for casting but also, you know, for not ripping hooks out of the mouth. There's just multiple benefits for that 7.5 foot put up.
Those 7400, 7.5 got introduced at the PCS show, so they're a brand new thing. And every single one went away during that show. They were really well received. It's just a nice length of, you know, it's comfortable, it's soft. When you do lay the rod on the rail, it helps keep the, you know, fish away from the side of the boat a little bit. It extends your casting distance, but it's not so long that you're starting to lose leverage where you're really starting to feel it in your lower back when you're pulling on a fish. It's a beautiful set of rods.
And they're designed for that 25 up to maybe 60-pound test, something like that. You know, that middle range that we fish, you know, for live bait and, you know, colt snipers and that type of fishing. But also, you know, a tungsten jig getting down a little bit deeper for those mid-grade 80-pounders, that kind of thing.
Sounds pretty good,
so
right, Mark?
74, yeah, I mean, I love that 7400 series. I've got some that I have used and caught a few fish on them, but that longer one, especially in the lighter side. Now, would a guy use that for catching a sea bass, or is it a little much for that?
The type of sea bass that you always talk about, kind of up in the shallows, you know, throwing a squid up there, it's probably slightly heavier than you would want for that. And I'm guessing that you might prefer an 8-foot rod for that, trying to, you know, chuck that squid a little bit further up there. You know, if they're getting a little bit more aggressive, or even on your dropper loop, that kind of thing. But I'm not sure it's going to be for throwing it up on the beach.
Gonna have to stick with your 800 XL, Mark.
You know, you want to hear a sad story, Pete?
What?
When I work with Leon and we put that together as a thank you, he made me a matched pair of 800 XLs with cork handles, little trigger handle and cork rings, and
I still have mine.
Beautiful.
Love that rod.
I understand.
Favorite.
So
rod.
I had a customer come in about a year ago. He's got a matched set of daughters. He's got twin girls that love to fish, and he saw those rods. And he made me the most insane offer for those rods. I said, these are not like all-around kids' rods. You can't high stick this. You know, you got to do this. You got to do that. He says, I don't care. Those rods are beautiful, and I want them. And he now owns them.
Shall we say the price was right? So how is that a sad story? It went to a
everybody was happy in that.
That's a great story.
Well, that part's true, but there's a piece of my heart that went with those rods because, you know, over the years, those rods caught about a zillion and a half sea bass.
Yep.
You know, all cool, sizes.
Yep. Sounds like you just passed off some good mojo.
But how rewarding is that to, you know, pass them on to somebody that's going to enjoy them for another multiple decades?
Yeah, another generation.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, his story sold me, so. Anyway, I got to settle for 800 XLHs now. I got a matched pair of those also. So.
Okay. That's a good rod for sure. Well, of course, fishdope.com always has the right dope for you. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is your $30 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, P, we're in Huntington Beach. We're in the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. And the phone number at the store is 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, you know, based on what we've seen this last week, I think next week we're just going to have more and more reports. Starting to look good here.
I like it. Very good, Mark. Appreciate that, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
You got it. We'll see you guys.
Thanks, Mark. Well, when you find out where they're at with fish dope and you got the brand new gear from Doug to go catch them, you got to clean them. And there's no doubt about it, the best place in the world for that is Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. You will get the premier processing experience. Check out their brand new, easier online system to book your processing orders for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. They have more same-day capacity, the finest customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure you make that reservation today.
For sure. Michael Seawall, so tell us, you're going to be up there at the docks tomorrow, and you're so generous. I mean, you've been very generous with our listeners, giving away your beautiful art. Show us this beautiful picture you came in that you're gonna bless somebody with.
Well, this one's from Greece. Okay, I've been blessed with like 70 trips around the world, month per trip, so
wow.
A lot of years on the road.
Wow.
Get to do a little fishing while I'm out there traveling the world, catching bass in Italy and Croatia and Japan, you name it. So that's kind of a little side thing. I take Sundays off and I have to go fishing. You know?
Oh, that's cool.
So this is from one of my first trips.
Show
to
it
Greece,
up on the camera, right?
1989.
Here.
This is from Patmos. Yeah. You know, I went from island to island.
Wow, that is
and,
so beautiful.
It's one of the pieces that we give away, you know, to want some of your listeners every once in a while. You guys give a, you know, a couple of them away from us so that we can get mentioned, you know.
Yeah.
I've got
that's
a little gallery.
Beautiful piece.
And thank you. It's one of my best sellers. I did a big painting of it, and because I do both arts, I paint and photograph.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So
so you have your own gallery in Encinitas, right?
I have a frame shop in Encinitas. I've been there since 1983, down old in Leucadia, and then I opened a gallery over in Escondido, a little pop up. I work out a deal with these malls because you know to pay full rent at places. I'm not selling cameras, and I'm not selling gold or you know dresses. So I'm selling art. It's a tough gig. You know, it's a tough gig. So.
Being an artist, you always hear about the starving artist.
I'm not starving because I do a lot of trade outs. Yeah. I have a lot of restaurant owners that love my art. I do a lot of trading.
But you work hard and you do some beautiful art.
Thanks.
So one of the things that you do is you give away a lot to active military people, right?
Yeah, I was wanting to give away to police. They're, underappreciated. I mean, I love police. They're, they don't know if they're going to be around the next day. It's a tough gig. And so I go out of my way to thank them. I drive, if I see them parked at 7-Eleven, I drive up and get out, and I shake their hand and thank them personally.
Yeah.
Everywhere I can.
Which is
stoplights. I mean, we all should do that.
Yeah.
Because they're underappreciated.
Absolutely.
And I tried to call some police stations and see if I could give them to the police as a thank you from America, me, but from America, really. Yeah. Because 95% of the world here in this country, we love the police. 96, 90, who knows, very few. But
active military, you've actually...
I don't have a problem giving to them. The police said they couldn't do it. So I said, well, I'm going to give them to someone. And I thought, well, there's a lot of, a lot of Marines going in and out of Walmart. And what's to stop me from stopping them and saying, hey, from America, we appreciate you. And I stop them and have a couple of three of these that are,
Is it just Marines or you give it to Navy too?
Right now just Marines because I'm up, up in North County.
And there's a lot of Navy down here.
Yeah, no, I don't.
So you're going to be at Day at the Docks.
You guys are blessing me with a little corner. They said if I get Pete and Rick to be sweet enough to give you a little space, we don't mind, they said. And I go, because they were full up. And I only thought about it a couple days ago. I thought it'd be nice to
So you're going to bring a little table and just kind of set up next to where the
Livestock Hookup booth is. And if people want to donate one, two, three, I mean, they'll be blessing me too. I make a little bit on them. But it's half of what I normally get at the gallery, $100, and I give them one with their name on it. So Joe Blow,
you're going to sell some of your
thank
art.
You from Did. We'll stay right on the art. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm gonna take donations and then I'll make it for these people with their name on it. I got to go to the frame shop and I'll make a few and then I show up at Walmart and with the wife and I just see people walking by, a young family, a guy's got no hair. I figured that's a Marine. I walk up. Are you a Marine? He goes, yes, sir. What can I do for you? I said, well, I want to thank you from America.
Wow,
I want to thank you from America.
That's cool.
I get choked up every time I thank them.
Yeah, well, that's cool. So, okay, so Day at the Docks tomorrow. You can meet Mike Siwa. You can have some of your art there to show off.
They could go online and read about my little program or see a lot of my art. Okay. Seawald, my last name, Seawald.
S-E-E.
S-E-E, not SeaWorld.
Yeah.
They used to get my film at the last.
SeaWorld. S-E-E-W-A-L-D Gallery.
S-E-E-W-A-L-D, like Fine Waldo.
Yeah.
Seawald. And thanks for you guys for having me on.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, I've got a lot of memories just driving down here of all the, I've been fishing. Used to do all my own rods and wrap my own rods and, make my own lures. And I remember getting barracuda out one year, and I was 16, 17. I used to make my own lures, and I painted one black with yellow stripes on it. And I was catching barracuda like crazy, but I was the only guy in the boat. And everybody's looking, what are you using? And I got this lure I made, and no one's got a black lure with a yellow line.
And it works.
Yeah.
Everybody knows you use the bumblebee for barracuda. I mean, the bumblebee is a book,
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for coming
That's
in,
awesome,
Michael.
Well,
we'll see you tomorrow. We'll
beautiful.
See you tomorrow at Day at the Dock.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Okay.
All right. Very good.
Cool.
And you have a great text, huh?
I thought so, yeah. This text, again, make sure you include contact info when you are sending your text just so you get an opportunity to win that great prize. Good morning, everybody. My question is about descending devices. Doug, if there will be a deal on them at Day at the Docks, I'd like to add an extra one to the boat. Also, how far down do you think it's appropriate to be sending fish before releasing? I've been sending them all the way back to the bottom, but sometimes I get nervous and I don't want to hang up and lose my rig. Really looking forward to seeing you and the boys tomorrow. That's from Rory in Lakeside.
Yeah, Rory. So we carry two different devices, kind of the budget one just to get you by, and then the professional model. I think the better one goes for about $60, somewhere in that range.
The Sequalizer.
And yep, Sequalizer. And you don't have to send them down to the bottom. It depends on how deep maybe the fish came out of. But and I'm not an expert at this, but maybe one or two atmospheres. Maybe a third of the way down, something like that. I think Rick might have used them a little bit.
Now, the Sequalizer, you can set to certain depths. Mm-hmm. And so you can set the Sequalizer, say, to...
I think it goes 50, 100, 150, and then they have another one that might be even deeper. So there's basically three notches that you set on the tool, and you just drop it down. And once once the pressure is such at that depth, the jaws just open on their own and the fish just swims off.
And I think it might be if you're fishing 300 feet, maybe 100 feet,
yeah,
you're good
so,
to
totally.
Go, something like that. And then you know, right now we're in the mode in U.S. waters where, you know, we're fishing the deeper waters. So you might let it go a little further than that. But, sure. you know, if they've got the three settings like that, 50, 100, 150, I think if you get to 100 or 150, you're more than good to go.
Yeah, for sure. And it is a requirement now in U.S.
Yes.
waters to carry it when,
yep,
you're,
absolutely.
When you're rock fishing.
Yep.
So just be aware of that. Another great text here from Tony, and he says, good morning. I'm looking forward to attending day at the docks. But for the first time, is it dog-friendly? Because I'll be traveling from Hesperia. Will they be able to check the boats out if I hold him? He's small.
Each boat would probably have their own comment on that, but the event itself is 100% dog-friendly. That's in the out, you know, in the morning, it's the mad rush, buying the deals, you know, getting your kids the kid fishing area. And then the afternoon, it's just like going to the food stands and then walking around with the dog, and, you know, if it's sunny, everybody's, you know, getting a little sun, and it's just a very chill atmosphere in the afternoon. You'll see a lot of different dogs there, and it's definitely a very dog-friendly event.
Yeah, and I would say definitely just be sure to bring your bags to take care of the messes. There's
yeah.
a lot of people at the event.
Yeah, I think people are pretty courteous that way.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. It's yeah. So bring them out, bring
yep,
them.
Yep. And
yeah.
if for some reason a boat's just completely redone their interior and they don't want dogs coming into the galley or into the interior areas, but I don't think you're going to have a problem with any of that.
All right, Rick, you have another one?
Yeah. This is a question for Doug. This is the second year. I've had to miss day at the dock because I'm leaving on the Polaris Supreme 3-day. These are always like the best deals. I was wondering if you could tell us what your favorite deal of the week is going to be and what I'm sincerely going to miss. Hoping to get some bluefin and wishing you luck on a great
day. Rub it in a little bit there.
Oh, my goodness. Well, for the type of trip you're going on, the jigs, buy two, get one free, because those knife jigs and those tungsten jigs are a little pricey.
So all those, it's like a tungsten jig is buy two, get one free?
Yeah, this is the time
Holy mackerel.
To buy a tungsten jig.
Wow.
We got a very well-placed phone call yesterday. We have a good selection of tungsten, but the next round didn't appear that it was going to make it. It was the whole thing that everybody's talking about: customs, tariff, held up. The guys called us late yesterday and are making a delivery to the store today so that we will get to have the new colors tomorrow.
Yeah, they were supposed to come on the 11th, and then it was going to be the 15th, and these are the heavier ones that everybody's been waiting for, 220, 250, and 300 gram. And we kind of, you know, snuck in a little window between the tariffs. So they're going to be at, you know, already decent prices. I think anybody that was at the PCS show saw that. And then you add on a buy two, get one free. This is definitely the time to be buying that kind of thing. But, you know, your question is, what is my favorite deal? And it's not what is my favorite deal. It's each person that comes into the shop and into our booth are looking for something different. And, I mean, something as commodity-oriented as hooks, jigs, fluorocarbon, all those things are buy two, get one free, 33% off on that stuff. Perfect time of the year to be stocking up. But also, if you've been looking for that new CalStar 95 jig stick, you know, it sounds like we're going to get a small delivery of some of those. You know, that might be the favorite for somebody else, that and a Trinidad 20 or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, so
now what about reels?
Yeah, well, reels, same thing. We've got a discount and free Spectra, 10% off all reels.
And free Spectra. Which could be worth $100+.
Most of the time it's between $80 and $150, and depending on which reel you buy, yeah, sometimes
wow.
over $200.
Wow.
Yep.
Pretty good deal. Hey, Sean in Oceanside says, good morning, guys. With the talk about the Coronado Islands and yellowtail and bottom fishing, what gear would you recommend taking on an island trip today?
Well, today, you know, it's mixed in a lot of rock fishing. Normally when the yellowtail get going, it's pretty much yellowtail or bust, but you're definitely going to want a 40-pound rod, and I prefer some, you know, this would be for yo-yo jig fishing.
So what would you buy tomorrow at Day at the Docks?
I mean, a super basic outfit might be a CalStar 700H and some type of a 20-size reel like a Trinidad or a Torium. put, you know, you put your Spectra backing, but I like on both surface and yo-yo fishing to have some stretch of the mono so you're not ripping hooks out of their mouth. That also doubles up as your rockfish reel in the shallower waters. But if you get out to that deeper water stuff, then you probably want a rig similar to that, but with Spectra. There's probably not going to be a ton of, you know, surface-style calico bass fishing, barracuda fishing, and that type of thing, but I would always bring a 25-pound bait rod. I prefer an 8-foot rod for my bait rod so you can cast your bait a little bit further away from the boat. Those two outfits right now I think are going to do you well. But, of course, you never know when the yellows are going to pop up, so you probably want to bring a 9- to 10-foot surface iron rod. And it's going to be the same reel with the same line, but you need the rod. So a yo-yo rod slash rockfish rod, surface iron rod, and then a live bait rod, 25-pound test like that. And, you know, I don't know if some of the boats might make a halibut drift here and there, so maybe even a 20-pound test bait rod, you know, if you're going to bring the whole arsenal, I mean, just sitting in your garage,
bring it.
It doesn't cost anything to bring an extra rod. So yeah. I would always have a variety, and I like to bring duplicates if I have them on some of the ones that are going to be your key rods that you're going to fish. If you have a giant backlash or, you know, something malfunctions on one of your rigs, then you've got a backup.
And take advantage of that tremendous deal on fluorocarbon that you have tomorrow, too.
Well, I would.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Mike Lum's on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everybody?
Doing great. Mike, are you en route to start setting up?
I absolutely am, and we're going to be down there today putting all the tables out and all the grid wall up and all that kind of stuff, getting ready for this gigantic used tackle sale that we're going to have tomorrow down there a day at the docks.
That sounds great, Mike.
Big deal, huh? And tell us about some of the stuff that's caught your eye that's in that giant used tackle sale.
Well, you know, I have been, I have not been involved in the process much other than picking up donations over the last few months, and I have personally seen a tremendous amount. I've only been picking up a small amount of it. So Tim and all the other guys are the guys that have been working on that, but they are telling me that it's the best selection we've had ever, and we've had some wonderful donations from long-range anglers that have retired from long-range fishing, moved out of the area, et cetera. And so we've got a lot of really high-quality tackle that's going to be there for sale starting at, I think, 8 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. Nice. Just started at 8. And so that's when you're going to open the doors. And then what about the raffle, the giant Rollo raffle and the Bats and Rod giveaway? Is that all happening tomorrow?
Yes, that will happen approximately at 3 o'clock. It depends on how busy the day goes, but we'll do the Bats and Rod giveaway first, and we'll select the winners for that. There'll be six winners for that, and then we'll turn around and do the next 30 drawings for all the grand raffle prizes that we have been selling tickets for now for many, many months, and it's not too late to get involved in that. If you guys want to stop by the booth tomorrow, we're still going to do the same thing we did a few weeks back, Pete, on Let's Talk Hookup, to buy 5 grand raffle tickets. That'll be $50 for 5. We'll put you into the drawing for the Batson Custom Rods. And so we're going to be doing that all day tomorrow morning, well, all day tomorrow until we do the drawing. While the used tackle sale is going on, we'll still be selling raffle tickets. And, of course, we'll be doing the spin-to-win wheel. So there's tons of excitement going on at the Friends of Rollo booth.
Wow, that's great! That sounds like a busy day for Mike and Tim and Howard and all the volunteers for the Rollo thing. And of course, all that money goes to taking kids fishing.
That's right.
It does. It does. We have a great staff of volunteers, and we got most of them there tomorrow. I don't know how many we've got total, but it's got to be close to 20 people helping us, and that includes Eric Sheets, who's going to come down and help us tomorrow, which we're just honored to have Eric come down and give us a hand, and looking forward to seeing him and all the guys coming to the booth.
Wow. That's awesome, man.
Fantastic. Well, that's great. Mike Lum, Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo. We'll see you tomorrow at the Day at the Docks. You had a question, Michael Seawald?
Yeah. Can people bring donations for next year and give them to you tomorrow since they're down here?
Thank you, Michael. That is an excellent point. And yes, absolutely, we'll have our trailer there, so we're prepared to take on anything anybody wants to bring down. And we'll, if we can't use it tomorrow, which we might not, because we've got so much already, we don't mind hanging on to it. We love it. And so it's a good opportunity to bring stuff down and hand it right to us. And if you miss tomorrow and you still want to donate, just take it to Fisherman's Landing. Talk to Ricky and the boys down there. They've got a special storage unit just for donations for Rollo, and you can do that all year long.
All right. Any day, no, you don't need to make any preparations, anything.
Just bring it.
Show up with your gear. We'll make sure it's taken care of.
And that, all that is tax deductible. It's a 501c3 charitable organization, and all those donations are tax deductible.
And I want to kind of mention that I've walked that booth, you know, pretty much every year, and people that like some of the old collectible stuff, like Newell reels, a True Line rod. I mean, there's some stuff,
some gems
that just kind of floats into the mix, and they just, a lot of people just look like old tackle. But a lot of people, you know, are loving hanging on to the old Newells in particular. But you might find some stuff that, you know, is nostalgia from when you fished back in, you know, 60s, 70s, 80s, that type of thing. Same thing with jigs. I mean, you never know what you might find. I mean, yeah, there's some gems in that booth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. A lot of tackle.
Hey, Doug, you'll appreciate this. I gathered up about a dozen rods of my own that have just been just basically hanging out for years. I don't fish with them much. And so I'm donating them tomorrow myself. And one of those rods, although no one but probably you would understand it, is a blank. It's built on a Lima glass blank, and it was the first saltwater graphite blank that was ever introduced into this market. And it was actually put together by Leon over at back in the day, Saber. And Saber used to be a distributor for Lima glass blanks back in the day.
That is amazing.
So I got my hands on this blank in the late 70s, and Leon built it for me. I fished it for many, many, many years, and it's going to be there tomorrow.
That's incredible.
Cool. That's cool, Mike.
That's pretty cool.
I love it.
Mike Lum, Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. We'll see you tomorrow at Day at the Docks.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks for the call this morning and all your hard work, too.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your great information, more of your great texts, and a whole lot more talking Day at the Docks. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice, on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and Shimano will be on sale tomorrow, right, at Day at the Dock.
Like I said, every reel and every rod, and Shimano has got some great rods. We finally have gotten back on the track. They made a switch over on those Terramars, and we finally got some back in, so that's a good mid-price rod that's of high quality. Most of those rods go up to maybe 40-pound test, so that's your local fishing, and then, The reels, you just can't ever say enough about them, but every variety from the top down,
they'll be on sale.
The Tiagras, the Trinidads, All the spinners.
Calicas.
Everything.
New calicas.
Yes.
Everything. Check it out tomorrow at Day at the Docks at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Great deal on Shimano.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast Series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG Series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full-day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. We're bit, man. Clicker going
yeah.
off.
Watch
get
out.
Back, get back to it.
Yeah. There, let's get bit again.
I like it. You can play that sound for me 1,000 times yeah. or I'll never... That is the most iconic thing
oh.
of Let's Talk Hook Up.
No
I
doubt.
I remember listening to the show with my dad on Saturday and Sunday mornings
oh, yeah.
and like, man, what a... That is it, man. That's
better than a rim shot, right?
Better than that.
Yeah. For sure. Doug Kern is here from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We're talking Day at the Docks, talking about all the great sales and stuff like that. And you have a great text.
Right? I thought so. Yeah, just a, it's just yet another – I mean, there's so many great tackle text questions for Doug. He is our expert when it comes to fishing tackle. And this was just another one that I thought would it's great to answer this gentleman's question, but I'm sure a lot of people have similar things with all this great bluefin jig fishing we've had. Good morning, guys. I really enjoy this show. It's my favorite when Doug is on. Doug, do the Saltiga SK jigs in the 200, 250, and 300-gram size need to have their hooks replaced? If so, what hook should I buy? And also, is there any opportunity for buying these things at a deal at Day at the Docks?
Well, definitely an opportunity. We've got those in the shop in good supply. And that is one of the few jigs that has ever come out that you can be pretty confident with the stock hooks. You know, a lot of these jigs back when we first started fishing them for bluefin, they were basically rockfish jigs. And so they came with pretty thin, chintzy hooks. That SK comes with a nice hook set. I'm kind of a purist, and I really like, you know, the upgraded hooks. There are several brands that we carry, most of it, you know, the hooks are probably fine on most of these, but a lot of times they put the, you know, the Spectra line that they attach the hook to the ring with. You know, you don't want the bluefin to be able to chafe through that, so I like to go with something on just every jig that I know isn't going to fail. And we've had, you know, several years now, starting to flirt with a decade on catching these big fish, and we've really learned a lot over the time. But if you just picked up an SK jig and went out and fished it, you're not going to have a problem, no. And mainly that 300 gram is what people like. It's sort of a hybrid between a true knife jig and, you know, the bomb style jigs, you know, that started out with a 16 ounce torpedo sinker. And, it's kind of in between that. It still has a little bit of action, a little bit of flutter, but it gets down real quick. And that came to us, the knowledge of that jig came to us from the Pacific Queen. And those guys don't tout stuff for political reasons and sales reasons. They tout stuff like, we want our passengers having this jig. Because it works, that's one of the jigs that you should have in your arsenal.
That's one of my favorites for not having to spend a ton of dough either. You couldn't have said it better. Those hooks are acceptable.
Yes.
There are better that exist, and, you know, sometimes you want to go the route of you get a good deal and you want to put the very best on there. But that out of the package will absolutely go catch you a 150-pound bluefin without question. And, you know, save yourself some bucks sometimes from throwing a 5 or 10 or even $20 set of hooks on the on a jig.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure. I got another one here from Rick, and he's from the Inland Empire. Doug and Rick, I'm looking for a new tackle box setup for my all-around use, from half-day to three-day to four-day. I'm curious about recommendations.
Yeah, so, you know, most people bring too much tackle, and we, God love them.
And you're complaining about that?
It's funny, I'm one of those people.
I am not going to complain about that. So what I kind of recommend is... try to bring a medium-sized box. Some of them are rolling boxes, and then some of them are backpacks. Some of them are just traditional tackle boxes with a handle. But something that would hold 3 to 5, say, 3,600 size boxes, that's the very standard box. You can even go up to the little bigger tackle boxes that hold the 3,700s. Most of them come with some kind of a bulk storage that you can put your fluorocarbon in, and then you can put your hooks and your jigs and your weights and that kind of stuff in the little 3,600 boxes. And then if you're on a little longer trip and you want a bunch of backup or some, you know, heavy jigs, you can bring that in an extra duffel bag in your stateroom. So I don't like a huge, giant tackle box up on the deck. Just something that you can have what you're going to fish with that day. And all that stuff, we have about 5 or 6 brands, and they have all different configurations. So to say one is the best one, it's hard to know the person's situation, but... I don't know if you're going to be at day at the docks or if you're going to visit our tackle store sometime in the future, but you really should peruse all the
options.
And some people
are they on sale?
They're on sale. Somebody somebody that likes a backpack style for walking down to the boat, especially the little more local trips. The rolling boxes are nice, especially with all these heavy jigs. You can roll it down the dock, and then if it's too heavy, have somebody help you lift it onto the boat. But try to stick with that medium to a little bit larger, but not the jumbo extra large. Now, some people like the SKB boxes for durability. You're going to buy it once. You're going to have it for the rest of your life. If you travel a lot, it's going to be bulletproof. And those were more designed as a long-range tackle box, so... they hold a lot of stuff, but again, for your extra stuff, the bulky stuff, you're probably going to want to have it in your stateroom that you can feed the deck box as you go through your trip.
Yeah, and the cool thing about tackle box design today is a lot of them are designing now with using the boxes, the plastic boxes, and so you can switch stuff out. Mm-hmm. You can have, okay, this is the stuff for my 3-day trip, this is the stuff for my 4-day trip, this is the stuff for my half-day trip, and then you just switch the plastic
boxes. Yeah, you switch your knife jigs out for your plastics, depending on the trip you're going on, absolutely.
Yeah, and have the same box, but slick. You just have numerous different...
Yep, no, super good
so
point.
So you can buy the extra plastic boxes.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah.
Are those going to be on sale?
If you ask nice, they're not officially on our price list, but if you see something you want and you ask really nice... You might get a discount.
All right.
Come find me. I'll put it on.
There you go. All right.
Don't be a jerk about it. Otherwise, I'll tell you no.
Exactly.
Do you have another good tip?
I thought so. This is, good morning, Pete, Rick, and Doug. I can't wait for tomorrow. I love Day at the Docks. It's like one of my very favorite days. My question for Doug, do you know what boats are going to be there and available for walkthrough to check out tomorrow? I'm taking my girlfriend. I'm trying to convince her to go fishing with me. I want to show her some of the Cadillacs. What a great day. Can't wait to see you guys. Jason from OB.
Yep. Well, there's definitely going to be some boats giving boat rides. There's other boats that will have open houses. And what I might recommend is give our landing office a call because they've been working with the captains and the crews. I've had my head buried in a computer lowering prices, so I may not be...
But, looking out the window here... there's several boats in.
Oh, yeah.
But we had Mike on the Searcher yesterday. The Searcher is in, but they're not doing open house boat tours. But you can see the Searcher.
But we know the Liberty is.
Liberty for sure is. For sure, and if I had to guess, several of the half-day boats will be giving bay cruises.
Yeah.
You go downtown and pay, $40 for a bay cruise, and they might charge a nominal fee.
I think they charge a very nominal
fee. Yeah, very nominal, $2 or $3 or $5, something like that. But... So if she wants to, she's apprehensive about coming down and say, hey, we'll go out on a bay cruise, something like that.
And bring the kids, too. Kids, free kids.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Yeah. Do they have mackerel in those pens down there? I saw the pens.
I think they're like 20-pound yellowtail.
Is that right?
Just kidding. You'll have to come down and see what they stocked it with.
Okay, all right. There might be some surprises.
There's a yellow in there. It might be 20 pounds now with all that mackerel that's over there.
Exactly. Might not be hungry, though.
Yeah. Darren in Menifee says, good morning, Pete and Rick, for Doug. There's a basic price ratio of cost of reel versus cost of rod, like 60-40, for example. I have a Fathom 25 for around $300. What price range should I match that rod with? Is there some kind of criteria that you generally?
I always recommend to people, if let's say that you have $700 to spend, I would put a little more of that into the reel, because the higher quality reel is going to cast better, have better drags, going to last longer, more cranking power. There are just features built into the reel. And you know, obviously for a 200-pound bluefin, you need the top-of-the-line rod as well. But you can get by with a little lesser rod, I would say, on most types of fishing. But there's no set there's definitely no set ratio or theory on that. We custom outfit every person that walks into our store. We don't do combos. We usually a combo is a really horrible rod paired up with a reel to make it look like a good deal, and it's just not.
But put the money into the reel.
But everybody's situation's different.
But you still want a good rod,
but
though, too.
Right? You want a good rod, but you don't have to have the $600 rod and then have a $200 reel. That, in my mind, would be backwards.
Okay.
I think if your budget allows for it, budget the same amount of money for your rod and your reel. And like Doug says, if you're going to spend less, spend lesser on the rod than the reel. I was told that a long time ago with shooting. Like your rifle, you should be spending just as much on your glass as you are on your rifle. And I think the same thing applies to the fishing tackle. Everybody's budget is different, but if your budget allows, an appropriate rod is going to be flirting in that same area with what your high-end reel will be.
And if you don't have the budget for something that's appropriate for what you're going to do, I wouldn't settle for something that's not going to do that well. Just wait till you can save the money, because it's a long-term purchase. You're going to have this for years, and you're going to be disappointed if you just buy the wrong stuff.
And utilize the rental options that are around.
Definitely.
Go fishing with boats that provide tackle. You know, we talked about the guys in the Searcher yesterday and all the gear that they provide for you. Like, there's ways around it. Keep adding to your fishing fund until it's time to buy there. If you buy the last reel first, you'll save a lot of money by, all the steps you took to get there.
There is in fishing an exception to that, and that's fly fishing.
Yeah.
You guys don't do fly fishing, but you want to put your money into the rod.
I could definitely see that.
The reel doesn't matter that much.
No.
But you want to put, like, way more money into the rod than the reel.
Yep, no, good point.
Just because that's what you cast.
Yeah.
And the line on the reel.
Yep.
Yeah. It's kind of a coolly different kind of outfit. But but standard saltwater
fishing.
It isn't.
Like, you're putting your money into the casting tool.
Right.
And, in a conventional state, a high-end conventional reel is probably the more important casting mechanism than the rod is, and in fly fishing it's kind of in reverse.
But it is, that's why I say it's custom and it's situational, because for a surface iron rod, I want the best rod I can get my hands on.
Totally.
What about layaways, guys? You guys have layaways?
We don't do layaways. Yeah, we end up with a room full of tackle.
So what about bass fishing? Like freshwater bass guys? So rods are pretty important in bass fishing, right?
There again,
for freshwater? Is it
my
this
opinion
for saltwater?
Hasn't changed. I think the money should be the same on each of them. Like that's
just
where
as
my
much
data
money
is at.
Into the rod as the reel.
Bass fishing is more so. Rod, needing
rod
sensitivity, needing if you really get into it, different niche things, tapers that make a lure work the way that it's supposed to. Like it's a critical part of it.
Yeah.
And the more mission critical your fishing situation is,
totally.
The higher quality you want to go.
Right.
So if you're going to go shallow water rock fishing on the half day boat, you don't need a $1,000 outfit. But if you're starting to do, bluefin and yellowfin and long range fishing and Coronado Island surface iron fishing, you want to upgrade your quality on both the rod and the reel as you go into those situations. And again, I'd rather save the money and get what I really want and what's appropriate, then settle for something that you're going to be just disappointed and the money's almost wasted.
Also, technology has come so far in that there are things that you can pay for that will really shorten the learning curve. Or, I think about reels and surface iron fishing, like a Tranx that have advanced braking systems that make it a lot easier for a guy to cast and not have problems with backlash and things like that. I mean, there are certainly some reels that spending some extra money, especially if you're newer to it, will shorten the curve quite a bit.
Well, and the big thing with surface iron fishing is if you don't lay your line on perfectly level, you're going to be getting backlashes on future casts. the Tranks level lines for you. And also, you know, if in the moment and the yellowtail are up and you make a cast, okay, you don't get the backlash because you had the brakes on properly. The jig lands on top of the yellowtail. You just turn the handle and you're in gear. You don't have to fumble around for the lever. So that Tranks is a game changer for so many situations.
Love it. Yeah, such a great one. And they're on sale tomorrow.
Yes, they are.
Hey, Ted in San Diego has a very good question. A follow-up, because we didn't know the answer, and now we do.
Yes.
What are the free parping opportunities at Day at the Docks? By the way, Michael's reproductions are beautiful. Gave a couple to Air Force families. See you tomorrow. The park, there is a shuttle at Shelter Island.
Correct.
We looked it up, and there's parking. Kind of give us the lowdown on the parking, because it's going to be a zoo.
Yeah.
Bottom line, there's going to be a lot of people here, and parking's going to be a challenge.
Yep. I mean, down on Shelter Island, well, first of all, our parking lot obviously is closed. That's where the event is. But just outside of our parking lot, there is pay parking that is hourly and a maximum of $13 per day. Then just across the street between the two hotels, there's about 175 spots over there, which is also a nominal fee. I mean, if you're there for, you know, 6 hours, you're going to pay probably the $13. But that's the maximum for a 24-hour period. Then if all those end up full, you can go down on Shelter Island, and there's quite a bit of free parking all the way down by the pier, and then the shuttle buses will take you to and from the event. So we've never really had comments about people not being able to park for all these years, so it's a pretty good system.
Yeah, works pretty well.
You know, it's going to take just a few minutes to get the shuttle, and it's like four blocks to get to the landings. It's or you know, if you want to walk one way or the other, just for a beautiful day on the water, you can do that too.
Yeah, for sure, and of course, great food too. Point Loma
Seafoods
will be open very busy. They have some amazing stuff at Point Loma Seafoods right now. We have some of their grouper they have this week.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Yeah. It's really fantastic. Of course, Pizza Nova will be open.
And Mitch's Seafoods.
Yeah, Mitch's Seafoods will be
and
there.
And then vendors in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. But you have three of the best restaurants right here.
I'll be keeping my Point Loma Seafoods tradition alive. No doubt about that.
Oh, yeah.
Come hungry.
Booth will too. Yeah. Lots of opportunities there. Just an interesting note here from John in Escondido. He's listening to us on the app. On a Western Mediterranean cruise.
Nice. There you go.
Hey, John. Have fun on your cruise.
I like that.
That Let's Talk Hookup app is worldwide.
The reach is unlimited.
Wherever you want to go. Yeah.
All right. Hey, another fun text from Dan at West Covina. Good morning, Pete, Rick, and Doug. My question's for Doug, and it's about rental gear at Fisherman's Landing for the big bluefin tuna. I've got a 2.5-day coming up this June, and I have my eyes set on a Talica 25. What I'd really love to do is rent the reel to see if there really is that big of a difference between my Tiagra 30 wide and 50 wide that I fished in the previous. Is that reel available for rental? How does the rental gear work, et cetera? Can't wait to see everybody at Day at the Docks.
Yep, we have Talica reels from 12s up to 25s. We also have Penn International and Penn Fathom reels back there. You can rent just the reel if you want to, or the rod and reel. All of this tackle was hand-selected by the tackle crew to what we would want to fish on that trip. CalStar rods, Seeker rods, everywhere from 20-pound test half-day rods, 25-pound, 40-pound, and then all the way up to 100-pound rods for the big tuna. So you'd want to call our office before your trip and have them reserve just the reel for you. And I don't know what exactly the break is from renting the entire outfit, but the reel is the more expensive part because we put fresh line on, and the reels are just the more expensive piece of jewelry there. So anyway, they can give you the rundown at our office, 619-221-8500.
All right. Not a lot of time left, but a real quick question about a halibut setup, a light rod and reel setup for halibut fishing. What do you recommend? And that's from Sean. And
I mean, I think we used to think you had to go super light, like 12 or 15-pound test, but really I think a good all-around halibut outfit could be anywhere from 15 to 25-pound test. You want to use fluorocarbon for the invisibility, and they do have teeth, so abrasion resistance. I kind of like maybe a little bit longer rod, like a 7.5 to 8 foot, and then just a smaller reel, like a A Trinidad 14 makes a great halibut rig like that. And it depends on the depth you're fishing, too. I mean, in the winter, sometimes you fish pretty deep. You go to, up to
so
that.
Come tomorrow and get it on sale and Doug, ask Doug about it.
There it is. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what Lucky Angler is going fishing on a full day on the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live.
You know, whether you're going fishing, diving, or just having fun on the water, there's nothing more worth doing than messing around in boats. So let me ask you, are you ready to upgrade your ride? Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland is your exclusive Western U.S. dealer for Steiger Craft. Created for inshore and offshore waters and laid out with the serious fisherman in mind, Steiger Craft has built a solid reputation for performance and excellent rough water handling. If adventure on the water is what you live for, now's the time to invest in your passion. Call Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland at 510-437-1444. To look at the whole fleet of Steiger Craft online, go to steigercraft.com. Now's the time for a rugged, reliable, and fast Steiger Craft from Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland.
Hi, it's Ben. I want to tell you about a great event at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's coming up on Saturday, May 10th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. We call it the Summer Kickoff Sale. Yeah, I know. It's not summer yet, but my dad, Johnny, Bubba, and everyone at Dana Landing, especially me, wish it was. So we celebrate a bit early with huge discounts on everything in the store. Some stuff is even 50% off. There will be several manufacturers, representatives, some amazing seminars by top anglers, and even my buddy Ron at Fastlane will have free kayak demos and stuff on sale. Rollo Kids will have a booth too, raising money to take kids like me fishing. And get this! There'll be free food and drink, too. Yum. So mark your calendar Saturday, May 10th, the summer kickoff sale at Dana Landing, next to the Dana Lawn Trip in Mission Bay. The event is 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., but everything will be on sale up to 50% off all day. But don't take too much of his money. I need stuff, too.
Hey, guys. This is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers, and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com, and we'll see you on the water.
Take a closer look at the Ford F-150. You'll see hard work, a great adventure, and so much more. Inside and out, it's designed for the family, the road trip, and the most demanding job. The 2025 Ford F-150, whether it's gas, hybrid, or all electric, to meet your needs. From California's best-selling truck brand, it's time to see Ford in a new light. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today to see the great selection across the full truck lineup.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, Doug, it's time for the prize coin. We'll find out if we got a caller or texter going fishing with Taro and the boys.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Ooh, today we have a texter. Yep. Congratulations to Tony calling us from out in Las Vegas this morning. You are fired up, man. Trip on the Liberty with Taro and the crew.
Yeah, for sure. Michael, thanks for coming in. We'll see you tomorrow at Day at the Docks. Appreciate your generosity and everything you've done for our listeners and all the servicemen, too. And, Doug, tell us about Day at the Docks tomorrow on Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Day at the Docks. I mean, we just spent 2 hours talking about it. It's going to be a great day on the water. See some boats, get some deals, eat some food. You keep asking about some of our favorite deals, and I was unfortunately forgot to mention, but we came up on some AFTCO gaffs that are normally $150, $180. We've got a limited supply for $39.95 that How about that, dude?
$39.95 for an APCO gas?
Yes.
Semi-free. Wow, yes, semi-free. That's amazing. But there's a ton of deals like that.
Yeah. And
so
it's
just go buy it. Go come tomorrow. To
I think everybody by now knows, you know, how great
what
the deals are going to be.
What time is the store going to open?
The store opens at 6. The booth outside opens technically at 9, but sometimes we get done a little earlier.
All right.
And we usually have a line standing there waiting to grab their favorite discounted item.
Yeah, and don't forget all the Rollo stuff and more. And don't forget us tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m. We will be back on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan with the one and only Steve Carson.
Yes, sir.
Along with other guests, too. So thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Hookup!